Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach, bringing you the first get-together convention of Republicans and Democrats alike. We have Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew standing by on the right side of Convention Hall. Come in, David Stinkley.
Thank you, Walter. Mr. Kissinger, amid this historic moment, with all the pomp and grandeur of the political system of America all around you, tell us, sir, what are your innermost thoughts at this very moment?
Dynamite woman! Dynamite woman! Dynamite woman! Dynamite woman!
Vice President Agnew, what are your thoughts, sir?
Right on!
Mr. Agnew, when you heard the rumors that President Nixon might not select you as his running mate again, what did you say to him?
You never should have promised him. Give it here. Don't hold back now. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Just give it here. Come on.
Mr. Agnew, if you were in Senator McGovern's place, who would you have chosen as a running mate?
Bertha.
Bertha who?
Bertha Butt.
Who's she, sir?
One of the Butt sisters.
Do you agree, Mr. Kissinger?
Dynamite a woman. Dynamite a woman. Dynamite a woman. Dynamite a woman.
Thank you, Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew. Back to you, Walter.
Thank you, David. Now, Sidney Bruntley is over on the left side. He has Sergeant Schreiber with him.
Sergeant Schreiber, what did you say to Senator McGovern when he finally asked you to be his running mate?
You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
How did you finalize your agreement with Senator McGovern?
Sealed with a kiss.
Oh, shades of excitement. One final question, sir. What kind of offer did Senator McGovern make you?
He made me an offer. I couldn't refuse.
Sidney, forgive me, but our roving reporter, Larry Reasoning, has Martha Mitchell on the microphone. Take it away, Larry Reasoning.
Mrs. Mitchell, would you like to talk to our listeners?
I'll suck it to you, Daddy!
Now that your husband has resigned from politics, how do you feel, ma'am?
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Mrs. Mitchell, your complaint was that your husband didn't have any time to spend with you. Now that you are alone, ma'am, what do you talk about? Well, I can understand that, Mrs. Mitchell. Now, back to you, Walter.
Sidney Bruntley is on the left side of the floor with Mr. and Mrs. Eagleton and Senator McGovern. Take it away, Sidney.
Thank you, Walter. Senator McGovern, how did you feel when you and Senator Eagleton first separated, sir?
Alone again, naturally.
Oh, yes. What did you do then?
Called the doctor, woke up.
And what did your physician advise?
Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Everyone was turning you down, sir. If Sergeant Schreiber had also refused, who would you have turned to then?
A horse with no name.
Oh, I love horses. Now, Senator Eagleton, how does one feel in the morning when his world has been shattered, sir?
Well, you wake up in the morning, your hands are shaking, and your nerves are all up tight.
Well then, Senator, why didn't you resign immediately?
Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yes. And what are your feelings now towards the people who opposed you? One final question to you, Senator Eagleton. What did you say to the newspaper columnist when you met him face to face? Senator McGovern, what are your feelings on that, sir? Mrs. Eagleton, would you like to answer him?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think will vote for Senator McGovern now that your husband is out? Ma'am, do you think you could have done more for your husband during those trying times?
I know it's not my fault. I've done my best.
Thank you very much. Now back to you, Walter.
There's a commotion on the left side of the floor. We've got Senator Kennedy standing with Jane Ronda. Take it away, David Stinkley.
Senator Kennedy, people are talking about your political future because of your good looks, your smile, and the sound of your voice. Why?
And the magnificent.
If you decide to run for president in 76, who will be your campaign manager?
The Candyman.
Miss Ronda, just one question, please. What do you think of President Nixon? Thank you, Miss Ronda. Mr. Kissinger, what are you doing all the way over here on this side of the hall?
Dynamite woman. Dynamite woman. Dynamite woman. Dynamite woman.
Now that's it from here, Walter.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sidney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local stations.
Stand by, Senator. We're rolling now. Take 76, Wild Thing.
will make everything groovy. Wild thing. Wild thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you.
Senator Barry said to remember what happened in 1964. This time, 68, we want to get to the kids. We want to get the kids' vote, so you got to do it like they want to hear it. You ready, Senator? Stand by.
Wild.
Beautiful.
You make my heart sing.
Senator Rocky says more feeling.
You make everything groovy.
Beautiful.
Wild. Okay, Rocky, on the ocarina now. Barry, your timing is off. Ronnie, give us a little more of that West Coast sound, please. Dick, you missed it again. Rocky, come on now, you're paying for this session. Well, then, I think you moved me.
Lay it on him, Senator, lay it on him.
But I want to know for sure.
Tempo, tempo.
Come on and hold me tight.
Think of the word, Senator.
You move me.
Okay, now, gang, let's go off for a big finish. Now, Rocky, let's put it up now. Barry, now it's yours, Barry. Ronnie, come on. Come on, little soul, Barry. Dick, come on. Dick, you ready, Senator? Wake up, Senator, wake up. Here we go. Ready? Stand by.
Uh-oh, Wild Thing.
Well, close, Senator, close.
You make my heart sing.
Big finish.
Oh, you gallant Wild Thing.
That's it.
Oh, shake it,
right,
Wild
Senator,
Thing.
Right, Senator, yeah, yeah, Senator.
Yeah, yeah.
One more, Senator.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Very good.
Okay, Max, let's dig in with our history homework. Begin. Washington Adams.
Washington Adams.
Jefferson O.
Jefferson O.
James Madison.
James Madison.
James Monroe.
James Monroe.
John Quincy Adams.
Uh-oh.
Doing homework with you. Jackson Van Buren.
Jackson Van Buren.
Harrison O.
Harrison O.
Tyler Polk.
Tyler Polk.
Taylor Two.
Taylor Two.
Followed by Fillmore.
Uh-oh.
Doing homework with you.
Godfather.
Hey there.
Cold blooded.
People, people, gotta get
tears from my glass. Now I drink from my paper cup, getting bad. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Listen to me. Let's get together and raise some. Let's get together, get some land. Raise our food like the man. Save our money like the mob. Put up a factory on the job.
Floor, can he tell me where he went?
those cats will send you if you want to be sent. Our meeting halls are for having balls. There ain't no place for squares. You can come alone on your own. There ain't quartets or trios or pants. The American Federation for Reservations of Rock and Roll. We're meeting tonight to satisfy your soul. We guarantee good rocking. We guarantee good rolling. We'll keep it that way every day. Mr. Chairman and Delegate, we rock and roll these 48 states. Let's take our platform to the nation with the help of jocks on every stage. We'll have a swinging population. They'll all be happy, young and old, when they pull that lever for rock and roll.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good day, good grief. It's KBZ and his stupid bit slap again. How did we let him back in here? Well, today I brought a lot of my singles with me, a lot of old 45s, strange flip sides, things like that. One of three. I don't know if this is going to be the first or the second or the third. We'll find out after they're all done, eh? I will tell you this, that I'm not going to give you any information here. We'll put all that stuff down on the playlist page, just because I have to dig these records out of a box, and I am scared to death of what's in there with them. So, if you don't hear from me again, you know I died gamely, okay? We started with something on a red label called Convention 72. That was the Delegates, whoever they were. And then we followed that up with, this is a political set, by the way, the Chip Taylor and the Hardly Worth It Players. That was the Wild Thing, the Senator Dirksen version. Chip Taylor is the author of the original Wild Thing and brother of John Voight and uncle of Angelina Jolie Pitt. And then we heard from Jill Corey, another record on a red label. And that was the President's Song. The Funky President from James Brown, and Just Plain Convention from D. Clark and the Delegates. There's a clue. D. Clark. D. Clark did I'm Going Back to School. Remember that one? But I digress. Okay, singles, like I said, anything can happen here, so look out. I'll talk to you later, but first we have this beautiful, beautiful interlude.
Forward and bow your head. Dance until you
face turn red. Well, Bill Callan's been around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all around to this crazy beat. I take three steps forward and bow your head. By this time your face is red. Well, Bill Callan's been around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all around to this crazy beat. Let's do the Cherokee dance. Let's get ready to romance. I take three steps forward and rub her head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Well, Bill Callan's been around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, all around to this crazy beat. I take three steps forward and bow your head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Grab her again and spin around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, kiss your babe on this last beat.
Boogie woogie rhythm with a touch of bebop, and everybody's calling it the bullfrog hop. First you hold your hands up like a kangaroo, then you bend your knees and hoppy hop one two. Now wiggle on your left foot while your right one beats. Now try it on your right foot as your left repeats. Hey, once you get the swing, I know that you can't stop. A wiggle hop and beat into the bullfrog hop. A boobie, a weeby, a wee ba 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 boobie, a billy boobly boobly billy boom 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 boom. In the land of romance, all the Zorch people got a funny new dance. A simple little wiggle with a hop and a beat. All the cats are jumping and a beating their feet. A boogie woogie rhythm with a touch of bebop, and everybody's calling it the bullfrog hop. First you hold your hands up like a kangaroo, then you bend your knees and hoppy hop one two. Now wiggle on your left foot while your right one beats. Now try it on your right foot as your left repeats. Hey, once you get the swing, I know that you can't stop. A wiggle hop and beat into the bullfrog hop. Boy, it's a hot one, I'm telling you.
won't you dance with me to the underwater cha-cha-cha? We'll have a party at the bottom of the sea to the underwater cha-cha-cha. There's a coral reef on the ocean floor where the starfish shine above. So come with me, pretty baby. It's the perfect place to make love. Snails dance with whales. Trout look way out. And squids flip their lids to the underwater cha-cha-cha. Seals dance with eels. And carp sure look sharp. And flukes swing like kooks. And we can kiss beneath the schooner while the mackerel and the tuna dance the underwater cha-cha-cha. Oh, baby. Lose control, and clams act like hams, and nothing looks cuter than to see a barracuda do the underwater cha-cha-cha. Skin diving, baby, we must say goodbye to the underwater cha-cha-cha. We've used up the oxygen, the whole supply, to the underwater cha-cha-cha. Oxygen, glug, glug, glug. Oxygen, glug, glug, glug. Oxygen.
I took Mary Lou and Sue in a canoe with me, and I also took along Sara Lee. As I paddled from the shore, it wasn't long before they got up to sit real close to me. The front went up, the back went down. I yelled at them, sit down, sit down. Don't stand up in a canoe. That's a silly, goofy thing to do. A canoe is not a rowboat and it's only safe for two. Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe.
Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe.
When I got them to sit down, I stopped my paddling. Took my banjo out and started to play. And then right before my eyes, they all jumped up again. Started dancing in a crazy way. The front went up, the back went down. I yelled at them, sit down, sit down.
Don't stand up in a canoe. That's a silly, kooky thing to do. A canoe is not a rowboat and it's only safe for two.
Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe.
Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe.
They got mad and told me I could keep my old canoe. Then they jumped in and they swam away. Sure, I clearly heard them say,
don't stand up in a canoe. That's a silly, goofy thing to do. A canoe is not a rowboat and it's only safe for two.
Sit down, don't stand up in a canoe. Sit down, don't stand. Sit down, don't stand. Canoe.
Freddy the fisherman's son, he's got all the girls on the run. With his pole in his hand, he goes fishing on land. That way he says it's more fun. Freddy knows how the girls feel. When they see his rod, they all reel. This fabulous rod measures over a yard, and a thing like that you can't conceal. Under the moon, he hollers harpoon. That means Freddy is at it again. In some little nook, he is dropping his hook, playing the old fishing game. When Freddy goes fishing at night, he carries a great big flashlight. I know it sounds odd, it's tied onto his rod. The girls know his sinker by sight. When Freddy was only a boy, his pole was his only toy. His dad said you can bend it and even extend it, but once it gets broken, you never can mend it. Then he had the awfulest fright. He had just put his rod out of sight, when some dizzy dame who was searching for fame tried to carve her initials one night. He'll always remember that day in September he almost ran into his fate. He met a big barracuda just up from Bermuda, and she wouldn't let go of his bait. He sure had a narrow escape. Took days to get back into shape. His rod was all bent and it had a big dent, but he soon patched it up with scotch tape. On hot nights when he'd go to sleep, his pole out the window he'd keep. A strange bird came along singing the woodpecker's song and started to hammer away loud and strong. But Freddy slept on. What a man! He was dreaming of Dorothy and Fan. But when he awoke, he found out it was no joke. He still had his pole, but the poor thing was broken. Yes, broken in two. Now there's nothing he can do. So Freddy hangs down by the beach. He's still got a yen, but he's no man among men. He's still got his line, but his pole doesn't reach. Freddy the fisherman's son, his fishing is over and done. You'll find him with Grandpa down in the square, both of them crying their eyes out down there. They have one thing in common, shouldn't happen to you. Grandpa's pole doesn't reach to
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep under the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Ma, ba, ra, ta, za.
Hey, like a looker there, what you say?
Ma, ba, ra, ta, za. There's a new kind of talk going around our school. Everybody likes it, cause it's real, real cool. Once you get started, you just can't stop. They call it up. That's all just up. A, up, a, B, bop, C, cup, a, D, bop. A, up, a, F, bop, J, cup, a, H, bop. I, J, 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 cup, a, L, up. Ma, ba, ra, ta, za. On Saturday night, the kids were all dancing and the music was right. Somebody yelled, "Rock a cop and rock roll," and that was up for rock and roll. A up a bee bop, C up a bee bop, E up a F up, J up a H up, I up a J up, J up a L up, M up, pop, rock, top, top. Steady girl, now I'm sitting on top of the world. Ever since she whispered in my ear, I feel like the yapu dear. A up a bee bop, C up a dee bop, E up a F up, G up a H up, I up a J up, J up a L up, M up, pop, a zing zang zop. On Saturday night, the kids were all dancing and the music was right. Somebody yelled, "Rap a cop and rap roll," and that was up for rock and roll. A up a B bop, C up a D dot, E up a F bop, G up a H bop, I up a J job, J up a L up, M up, pop, rock, top, top. I got me a pretty little steady girl. Now I'm sitting on top of the world. Ever since she whispered in my ear, I feel like the yapu there. A up a B bop, C up a D bop, E up a F up, G up a H up, I up a J up, J up an L up, pop, pop, a zing zang zop, pop, pop, a zing zang zop.
Now I dig that crazy up,
pop, pop, a zing zang zop.
Hello, man. What's your name?
Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Sapper Ticker.
Howdy, Hootie, Sapper Ticker.
Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Hootie. Hootie, Hootie, Sapper Ticker.
How do you spell it, Hootie Cutie?
H-O-O-T-Y. S-A-P-P-E-R. Ticker, 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 ticker. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, sapper ticker.
Howdy, hootie, sapper ticker.
Ticker. Well, it's that strange, scary music again. That must mean it's time for that guy to get up here and talk to us again. All right, let's just make the best out of it. This does make me want to use my FM voice. So I will. We started that set with Bob Landers featuring Willie Joe and his Unitar. The Cherokee Dance for you this evening. Following that, the Bullfrog Hop from Nervous Norvus. That was Jimmy Drake. Remember Jimmy Drake? No, that's why I'm here. Following that, from the pages of Mad Magazine, that was It's a Gas, Volume 2. And then Timmy Rogers, The Underwater Cha-Cha-Cha. Following that, Ronnie Dante, and the musical warning, Don't Stand Up in a Canoe. And for you sportsmen, Ruth Wallace, The Fishing Pole Song. And for the fishing pole, there's a new sound, the sound of worms, a classic from Tony Barillo. And then the Honeycombs gave us Op. That was some sort of kind of newfangled talking method of the late 50s, soon to be replaced by whatever. And then Hootie Sapperticker from, of course, Barbara and the Boys. A reminder that this is KBC and you're listening to an all-singles edition of the Bit Slap. You don't like what you're hearing? Let me know. Do you like what you're hearing? Let me know. You can find me at kbcradio@hotmail.com. I'll be the one by the water cooler, waiting to hear from you. In the meantime, enjoy this lovely music, and I'll be back with more.
saddlebags, pretzels and a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cuts, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelons, gold balls, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
Bist du allein von allen Freunden verlassen, dann geh in die Stadt.
Downtown,
da wo das Leben überall in den Straßen so viel Lichter hat.
Downtown,
vergiss im bunten Neonschein die Stunden deine Sorgen und hör die Großstadtmelodie bis in den frühen Morgen. Sei wieder froh. Da ist alles für dich da, da wirst du Dinge erleben, die sind wunderbar. Come on, downtown, so viel Gesichter, oh, downtown, so viele Lichter, oh, downtown, sie alle laden dich ein. Downtown. Bist du allein, weil keine Blicke dich grüßen, dann geh in die Stadt.
Downtown,
bist du allein, weil keine Lippen dich küssen, dann geh in die Stadt.
Downtown,
vergiss im bunten Neonschein die Stunden deine Sorgen und hör die Großstadtmelodie bis in den frühen Morgen. Sei wieder froh. Da ist alles für dich da, da wirst du Dinge erleben, die sind wunderbar. Come on,
downtown,
so viel Gesichter, oh, downtown, so viele Lichter, oh, downtown, sie alle laden dich ein. Downtown, downtown. Irgendwo wirst du vielleicht mich dort sehen, wenn wir uns beide begegnen, das wäre schön. Come on,
downtown,
wenn wir uns beide sehen,
downtown,
durch all die Straßen gehen,
downtown,
das wäre wunderschön.
Send me your cone. Kooky, kooky.
Well now, let's take it from the top, grab some wheels, and we'll wail along and talk about some cuckoo deals.
But kooky, kooky, lend me your cone. Kooky, kooky.
Now you're on my wavelength, and I'm reading you just fine. Don't cut out of here till we get on cloud nine.
But kooky, kooky.
I've got smog in my noggin ever since you made the scene.
You're the utmost.
If you ever tune me out, Dad, I'm the saddest, like I'm green.
The very utmost. Kooky, lend me your comb. Kooky, kooky.
Man, I got my burners lighted and my flaps are gonna bend. You're gonna send me to that planet called, you know it, baby, the end.
Kooky, kooky, lend me your comb. Kooky, kooky.
If you ever cut out, then I'd be a stray cat. 'Cause when I'm flying solo, nowhere's where I'm at.
Kooky, kooky, lend me your comb. Kooky, kooky.
What's with this comb caper, baby?
kid, stop combing your hair and kiss me. You're the maximum, utmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on Dreamsville and I'm moving right now. Cause that's the kind of scene that I dig. Baby, you're the ginchiest.
In the house right next to mine, a little boy lives there. At Christmas time, dear Santa Claus brought him a teddy bear. He loves his little teddy bear. He's with it all day long. And the sweetest thing I've ever heard is to hear him sing this song. Me and the teddy bear have no worries, have no care. Me and my teddy bear just play and play all day. I love my teddy bear. He has one eye and has no hair. But I love my teddy bear. We play and play all day. Every night he's with me when I climb up the stairs, and by my bed he listens until I say my prayer. Oh, me and my teddy bear have no worries, have no care. Me and my teddy bear just play and play all day.
Somewhere between the innocence of Hiawatha and the savagery of Geronimo, we find a romantic figure called an Indian. Indians come in feathers, blankets, war paint, and B-movies. And they all have the same code. Peer from behind rocks, stand silhouetted on hilltops, and hang around in front of cigar stores. Prairie dogs put up with them. Buffaloes couldn't stand them. Cowboys and soldiers took shots at them. General Custer got awful sick of them. And Cleveland doesn't seem to care much one way or another. Indians like Winchesters, wampum, shortcuts, Pontiacs, going barefoot, cookouts, sky blue waters, and dead cowboys. They don't seem to care too much for live cowboys, walking, pale face who speak with split tongue, other Indians, pipe organ music, the U.S. Cavalry, and General Custer in particular. Nobody but an Indian could pile onto one horse 8 blankets, 10 buffalo hides, a rifle, a tomahawk, teepee poles, a gross of souvenirs, a makeup kit, an Apache hibachi, a smoke signal code book, a box of targets, himself, an autographed picture of Johnny Appleseed, and the complete works of James Fenimore Cooper. The westward push shoved the Indian out of the way, but even when he lost, he won. They ran him onto a desolate dang reservation in the middle of nowhere. And when they looked again, he was up to his quiver in oil. You could run him off the range, but you couldn't run him out of your heart. He was a red-skinned, chicken-feathered, cowboy-chasing bundle of energy. And you always knew that sometime, when you least expected it, you'd make your way back to camp after a hard day in the saddle, and he'd be there waiting for you with a tomahawk to jump on you and throw his arms around your neck and whisper in your ear, "Hi, Dad."
Starts to fade, that only makes it nicer still. I love my shirt, I love my shirt, my shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt is so comfortably lovely. Do you have some jeans that you really love? Ones that you feel so groovy in? You don't even mind if they start to fray. That only makes them nicer still. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. When I take them to the cleaners, I can't wait to get them home again. Yes, I take them to the cleaners, I'd rather wash them in a stream. I'd rather wash them in a stream. Know what I mean? Do you have some shoes that you really love? Ones that you feel so flash in? You don't even mind if they start to get some holes in. That only makes them nicer still. I love my shoes, I love my shoes. My shoes are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. In fact, I love my wardrobe.
I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortable. I had a money tree, a tall and handsome money tree, gleaming with gold coins bright. They were as countless as the stars. It was a lovely sight, and friends and strangers rushed to see that tall, that handsome money tree. Our hearts were light and tall and handsome money tree. Round we all danced and round. The gold coins tinkled in the breeze. It was a lovely sound. And then we shook our money tree, that tall and handsome money tree, until its branch was bare. The gold coins gathered to the ground. They glittered. The gold coins from our money tree glittered and soon were gone. I opened up my sleepy eyes unto the breaking dawn. It all had been a fantasy, the golden coins, the money tree. And oh, I felt so sad, for it was such a happy dream, the best I ever. Couldn't use a money tree, a gold coin laden money tree, reaching up to the sky. When all the things one needs to live are at an all-time high, I've tried to raise a money tree, but things like that don't grow for me. At least so it would seem. I might as well go back.
In the Isle of Wight, there was a village where, and all the folks who lived in town would hold their meetings there. Their meetings would hold their meetings there. In the town where Robert the Robot lived one night, there was a storm. The wind blew Sheriff Brown's bright badge right off his uniform.
His bright badge right off his uniform.
Now in the town where Robert the Robot lived, there was a great big tree that all the folks from miles around would come to town to see. They'd all come from miles around to see. The tree went up and up and up, way up into the sky. And when it rained, the tree would keep the town square dry. In the town where Robert the Robot lived, out from the cold and bright, a bolt of lightning hit the tree and caused a great big crack. The lightning, it caused a great big crack. All the town where Robert the Robot lived rushed to the village square to try to hold the big tree up till Robert could get there.
To hold it, till Robert could get there.
Now 500 men and women too all tried to hold the tree. The night's so black, the wind so cold, that soon they'll start to freeze. So on through the night, Robert ran, through lightning glare, to the village square. Robert the Robot, help us now. Robert the Robot, hear our call. Robert ran to the giant tree and held it straight and tall. For by himself he fixed the tree so it would never fall. In
the town where Robert the Robot lived, there is a great big sign. It says, for Robert the Robot, who single-handedly saved the tree in the town square. This tree is hereby named the Robert the Robot Oak. And everything is fine.
Okay, let me get my list here. We'll begin. A tired reminder, singles edition. Got it? Remember? Okay. Started that one with Paul Peterson. She can't find her keys. Remember Paul Peterson? He was one of the stars of the Donna Reed Show. He was the son, Jeff. Right? Okay. Shelley Fabre's brother. Following that, Petula Clark, arrangements by Tony Hatch, Downtown, the German version, because they have a downtown in Berlin as well. Following that, Ed Burns and the adorable Connie Stevens, Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb, the song that started it all for Ed Burns. Rosemary Clooney, Me and My Teddy Bear, and then Dal Williams, What is an Indian? That came out of that What is a Boy, What is a Girl sort of thing, which I'll give you someday. There's a whole slew of those things, and the sooner we get rid of them, the better. And then Her Daddy's a Millionaire was the Ivies. That group evolved into something else, I believe. And I mean, I mention it because I can't tell you, so we'll leave it alone. Donovan Leitch, I Love My Shirt. And then Eleanor Shaw, The Money Tree. Finally, blessedly, the Tinker Tones. Robert the Robot saves the day. How many of you remember Robert the Robot? I had one. God, do you know what that thing would be worth now? Jesus, it pisses me off every time I think about it. All right, anyway, that's it for this week's single edition. Coming up, the flip side to one of the biggest selling records ever. And hey, if we have time, I'll throw in the A-side too, because that's the kind of guy I am. So in the meantime, go wash your hands and have a good week. I will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yes, buddy, why can't we sing it?
Alvin, cut that. Wait a second. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you...